Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yart Live. I'm the pastor at Denver Bible Church. And wow, what another exciting report on beating cancer. This is extraordinary. For some reason, it is here on Bob and Yart Live and on Real Science Radio where you get the latest news and we connect the dots on this new type of treatment, this targeted antibodies treatment against cancer. We reported back in April. In fact, we went to our targeted antibodies expert here at Bob and Yart Live. We have a friend in Oklahoma, Jonathan Bartlett, who lost his two young children to a genetic disease and decided to spend his life becoming an expert in genetic mutations. And so Jonathan and I talked through these new treatments where there was one study. Now, I'm going to tell you about a new case today. But there was one study of 35 patients, advanced stage leukemia sufferers. 33 of them went into remission. New York University's Cancer Center, Dr. Michael Grossbard, said, you know, oncologists are reluctant to use the word extraordinary, but these results are extraordinary. They are remarkable findings. And so I want to talk to you about another cancer. And this was a man who was in hospice care, given 2 weeks left to live, 50-year-old Simon Lamont Brown. And he was near death from lung cancer. And now he's home. He feels fine. The tumor has shrunk tremendously. And he feels like, well, his oncologist called it the Lazarus effect because he was raised from the dead. Now, these are real treatments, real people. We're going to see the bulk of cancer cured in our lifetime. We're going to see that. And it's not charlatans and it's not every other, you know, nutrition project and supplement. But this is actual treatment to attack tumors and blood cancers and to destroy them. So this, and you know what this is, you know what's going to happen? It's going to make early detection all that much more important. Early detection is going to be the cure. When you detect it early, you're going to be able to cure these cancers because of this technology that is extraordinary. So we want to get to that, and we want to tell you about Simon Lamont Brown, who's now home. He started feeling better. Well, we'll get to that a little bit later. But also, I'd love to share with you two emails from the BEL inbox. One from, well, I won't give his name, but his initials, PCH. Kind regards, PCH from Sweden. We'll get to his email. And an email from Oregon, a pastor, an associate pastor, and one of the elders of their church. They're being planted in a new church in another city in Oregon, and they're using the plot, our overview of the Bible. So I want to share those with you. Also today, I think you might recognize the name Greg Jackson. Greg is one of the longtime friends of Bob and Yart Live and a big supporter of our Focus on the Strategy documentary. And Greg was interviewed today on a big show. And he called me up to say, Bob, the information from KGov came in so handy. And he used specifically the page kgov.com/Some Morality in Media. You've heard of Morality in Media? Well, I got to interview the president of Morality in Media, Bob Peters, a while back, and a spokesperson for CWA, Concerned Women for America and pointed out, and as we went and talked to Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs, that these Christian groups are all pro-choice when it comes to pornography. That when Christians plead with them to advocate recriminalizing the sexual exploitation of women through the production and sale of pornography, they decide it's really your right to produce pornography, and they're not going to oppose that. They're just going to try to regulate it. You know, if it gets too bad, then they'll advocate banning it. If it's child pornography or if it is obscenity, right? And good luck, what is obscenity? These Christian leaders can't agree, and they think they're going to get a secular government to agree on what is obscenity versus pornography. I mean, what a joke. And even banning child pornography, we're seeing the end of that in our day, because state after state is dealing with legislation to say it's no longer a crime for teenagers to put pornography on the internet of themselves, because of all, like in Canyon City and all around the country, the epidemic of young people putting naked photos and photos and videos of themselves having sex on the internet. And in city after city, county after county, state after state, they're saying, well, you know, these are just kids, so what can we do? There's nothing we could do about it. And so eventually, forget about the internet being flooded with porn. It will be flooded with child porn. And when you have Christian leaders who don't know, who don't understand that it should be illegal to traffic in human sexuality, then of course you see the recipe for the destruction of your family, of your church, and of your nation. And forget the world, that's already gone to hell in a handbasket. So, Greg Jackson, thank you, Greg, for that encouragement that he used the information from kgov.com/morality and media. And you might want to check that out. Also, there is an anti-Hillary Clinton ad out. It's about a 20-second ad, black and white. It's very eerie. And it has audio from Juanita Broderick, who was raped by Bill Clinton back in the 1970s when he was running for governor of Arkansas. And then Hillary did what she could, like with all the women. Hillary referred to these women victims as bimbo eruptions. And I know they're trying to say that wasn't Hillary. That was, you know, one of their assistants. It was Hillary. Bimbo eruptions. The women victims of sexual assault from her husband. And Hillary did everything she could to sabotage them, to destroy their credibility, to mock them, ridicule them through herself and her henchmen. And so there is this short ad. So it's real eerie, the visual, but and we'll embed it in today's show summary. But let's hear it at least.
I was very nervous.
No woman should be subjected to it. But it was an assault.
He starts to bite on my top lip, and I try to pull away from him.
Yeah, and let's play that again, because I want to let folks know that on our website, kgov.com/Hillary, there is, wow, we present audio from years ago. Hillary did an interview that she now wishes had disappeared. And this interview is where she, it's a lengthy interview. Like maybe 40 minutes long. And at a certain point, she's talking about a man accused of rape who she acknowledges she was his attorney. She acknowledges, you know, he was obviously guilty. But she basically orchestrated a miscarriage of justice when she engineered that the rapist could get away with the crime. And she laughs about the rape of, and this was, the victim was a 12-year-old girl. She laughs about it in the interview. So we link right to it. You don't have to waste a lot of time. You could hear it. It's horrific. And there is, for years, we've used the website tiny.cc in order to make a tiny URL. And so it would be like tiny.cc/Hillary on Technicality, right? And so people would understand what the URL is, and it's pretty short, and it goes right to the source. Well, tiny.cc, like other similar services for making a mini URL, they don't allow you to put the names of famous people in the URL. They don't allow that. And so I contacted tiny.cc and told them why we needed this, and that this was for the Hillary Clinton tapes, and this shows her laughing about getting a child rapist off on a technicality, and they made an exception. And so tiny.cc gave us, they whitelisted and gave us this URL, which you'll find at our website, kgov.com/Hillary. But let's hear that one more time.
I was very nervous.
No woman should be subjected to it. But it was an assault.
He starts to bite on my top lip, and I try to pull away from him.
So, Hillary Clinton, I tell you, the more people find out about her, and the reason why so many millions of people hate Hillary, don't like Hillary, is because she's a freak, and she's creepy, she's scary, she's the enabler-in-chief, and by the way, the enabler-in-chief's victims keep piling up, and when people hear this, even hardcore liberals, it affects them. I can tell you one instance when we went up to Aspen, Colorado. It was a fundraiser for Bill Clinton. So what are we going to do? You know, a bunch of us from Denver Bible Church, Denver Pro-Lifers, we take the three-hour drive, whatever it is, to Aspen. And so Bill Clinton, he's landed at the airport there, and his motorcade is getting ready to drive right through Main Street. It was like a town picnic festival event. There were hundreds of people out lining the streets. And so we took that opportunity. We distributed about 400 copies of our yellow flyer that was so well known around the country with the evidence that Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick. We distributed it, and because people were waiting, we saw that scores of people were reading it. And these are people coming out to see Bill Clinton. They're not conservative Christians. So they're reading it. And then, 15 minutes later, here comes the motorcade with all the Secret Service SUVs and all the black SUVs. And which one is Bill in? You know, all that. And Hillary. And we had our enormous signs that said Clinton rapist. Enormous. You could read them from two blocks away. And the parade-like atmosphere changed into something more like a funeral. Bill Clinton's motorcade, it was as though it were a funeral procession. It had been drizzling that morning. The roads were wet. All you could hear, there was no cheering, no clapping, no applause, no laughing. All you could hear were the tires on the wet pavement. It was surreal. So we had turned that celebration into a mourning for Juanita Broderick. And so our goal back then was to protest Bill Clinton in as many cities as we could. We ended up with, I think the list is still online, but we ended up protesting him in 145 cities, from Martha's Vineyard in New England all the way to Auckland, New Zealand. Aspen was one of them. And, you know, San Diego, Manhattan, New York City. I remember being in New York City on the steps of the City Hall with local people out holding Clinton raped Juanita signs. and shadowgov.com t-shirts. So at any rate, this audio is good, and we certainly will do everything we can to expose Donald Trump as a fraud. You see, when you're offered a choice between two child killers, ask yourself, you know, you could ask God, Lord God, which child killer should I support? If either one, if they had a law that said they supported a law to kill your child, that was it. That's the only thing you knew about them. They supported a law to kill your child. Which of them would you support? Which one? And you see, Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these. So it might not be your child that Donald Trump supports killing, but it's your neighbor's child. And for you to support him is evil. It's evil. You don't support someone who says, I'll kill some Jews, I'll lynch some blacks, I'll dismember some babies, some children should not be protected by love or by law. You don't support those people. You do right and risk the consequences. All right, real quick, email from Sweden. Hi, Bob. This is PCH. PCH. And he shares about Real Science Radio. He enjoys listening to Real Science Radio. And he found a study from Harvard from 1999. And he provided it here. It's very valuable. It might help us tremendously in our research, and especially one of the shows we've done on Real Science Radio. So I appreciate that. And he and I will work through the scientific evidence that he provided for us. But then he ends it with, thank you, Bob, for a great show. I'm always looking forward to listening to it. I don't believe in a young Earth, but the science and viewpoints you relay are truly intriguing. Kind regards, PCH, Sweden. Well, hey, beware, PC, beware. It's a wild ride. If the evidence persuades you, and it just may, that the Earth is young, that is a 100% cure for atheism. Now, you haven't said if you're an atheist or not, but, you know, Sweden is largely humanist, secular, Darwinist, social Darwinist, and even atheistic. So I don't know about PCH. But if the evidence persuades you that the Earth is young, that is a 100% cure for atheism. The number of atheists who believe in a young Earth is zero. The number of people who believe in a young Earth who are atheists is zero. And you know what that means? Once you see the evidence that the Earth is young, which is overwhelming, just look at the layers and the boundaries between the layers at the Grand Canyon. You'll see the Earth is young. Once you see that the evidence shows that the Earth is young, you know what that means? That means the global flood happened. And that means that Jesus was right to remind us about Noah and the global flood. And that means Peter was right, too, in his epistle. And the epistle to the Hebrews was right, too. So the New Testament was right because Genesis was right. The Bible is right. Jesus Christ is the creator, the savior, and he's coming back as the judge of all the earth. And so it's a wild ride, but it's wonderful. Okay, that's an email from Sweden. Here's one from Oregon. Hello, Bob. This is Bill, and I won't give Bill's last name. I'm not even going to give the city because you probably could figure it out. In Oregon, I've attended our local Calvary Chapel church for many years. Now we are planting a new church in, and I'm not going to name the city, but a big city in Oregon. Yes, Oregon has some big cities. I mean, not compared to New York, but there are no big cities compared to New York. Well, yeah, there are a few, but. So we're planting a new church in the city in Oregon with the associate pastor, and I won't give not even his first name because I'll let them share all this with their folks. We don't have to break the story publicly. This is an awesome opportunity for the message of grace, apart from law, to spread. And then Bill goes on to talk about the plot. and how the plot teaches an overview of the Bible, and that he and the associate pastor have spent the last 2 years studying through the Bible using the clarity of the overview of the Bible provided in the plot, and that they have purchased our Bible study library from here at Bob and Yurt Live. By the way, our website, kgov.com, you click on the store, and you could go to the Bible studies, Old Testament, New Testament, the videos, the verse-by-verse studies through so many of the books of the Bible. We're up to Isaiah chapter 53 this Sunday. You know, we started Isaiah about 52 Sundays ago, and so this Sunday morning, we're up to the most extraordinary chapter in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 53. Lord willing, typically we go through a full chapter every study, every Sunday school. So 9:30 Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church, right off of I-70 in Kipling. You can join us and for Isaiah 53. It's going to be extraordinary. And then, as I mentioned on Wednesday last week, real briefly, this is Hell Sunday at Denver Bible Church. Now, I haven't called it that, but people have taken to calling this coming Sunday Hell Sunday because we're going to be teaching on hell in our sermon. And so that's, of course, very significant. The new heresy that's sweeping the church, it's been building and it's primed to sweep the church, to strangle the church, is universal reconciliation. That everyone gets saved, so does Satan. So it's all a group hug and kumbaya. We sing kumbaya and everybody's happy. So we'll talk about that and why that is a false teaching. So that'll be great. But at any rate, this letter from Bill from Oregon, they've got our Bible study library, and this has helped us clear up our thinking, dismantling cliches, bumper sticker Christianity. And by the way, that plays into that, right? Don't judge, and you have to forgive everyone. Those two are contradictory, but anyway. Decades of that has led to universal reconciliation. If it's bad to judge, and you forgive everyone, and God is only love, well, then everyone gets saved. And so you could throw the Bible out, and that's where we're at, with an increasing number of Christians. And anyway, he goes on to talk about law and grace, the body of Christ in Israel, and what a wonderful time they've had studying. So on June 1st, this assistant pastor and Bill and myself, we'll have a one-hour video chat on the internet. You know, we've long offered that to whoever would read the plot, an overview of the Bible. That's my life's work. And we said, once you finish reading the plot, if you have questions, we also have it on audio, you know, in a five-part series on going through the whole plot of the Bible. But then we'll get together for an hour. My assistant will schedule, as she has with these two men, and that'll be just great. Okay, so targeted antibody treatments for cancer. I mean, this is absolutely extraordinary what we are seeing, and I'm shocked that it's not the headline news every day. I'm shocked. This here is reported by The Express over in England. This is a British guy who was effectively cured. The headline is, "Back from the Dead, Miracle Cancer Drug Saves Man Given 2 Weeks to Live." A new miracle drug, and by the way, I looked up the drug, and here in America, the FDA has, you know, fast-tracked it, and it has been approved for use fighting all kinds of different cancers, like a half a dozen different cancers. But this was a merchant seaman, Simon Lamont Brown, 50 years old, bedridden, in hospice, near death from lung cancer, and then he was given this breakthrough treatment. Now, in England, they have socialized healthcare, so the government has already said that this will not be available to other patients. He got it because he had private health insurance. So when we talk about Barack Obama's death panels, and in Canada, their death panels and their waiting list, the way you get off the waiting list is you die waiting for treatment and in England. So they've already said that this treatment will not be available. It's too expensive. But this Simon Lamont Brown said that my doctor called it a Lazarus effect because I just rose from the dead. The drug has few side effects because it harnesses the body's own immune system to fight tumors. And if you don't know about this targeted antibodies, you really will want to listen to that Real Science Radio program we did on April 22nd, 2016. And we've been talking about these targeted antibodies treatment for, I don't know, a year now on Bob and Yurt Live. And this is just the latest. Remarkable success fighting end-stage lung cancer in trials. And that's why I love all this news and this technology as compared to all the charlatan claims that, you know, this nutrient, this supplement, this sovereign silver, this whatever cures cancer. And I know people who, you know, they had cancer. And so they get that stuff and they take it and they die. And then the person who sold it to them said, well, it was too late. It was too late. If you would have got us sooner, we could have cured your cancer. But these studies have all been with advanced stage, like, for example, leukemia sufferers. In this case, very advanced, terminally ill, advanced stage lung cancer sufferer. And now this Lamont Brown guy, he's angry because of the socialized, he should be happy, right? He is happy. He looks happy. But he's angry because so many people won't be able to get this treatment because in England they have socialized health care. Exactly what Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have fought so hard to bring to you. Government-managed health care with the individual mandate. Oh, you forgot that was a Republican idea, right? That was Mitt Romney. So it was going to save us, so said Focus on the Family. But at any rate, we'll link to this study. And it will, you'll just be ecstatic as you start noticing all these successful trials as we've been. May God bless you.